Welcome back to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're live from the Black Hills Surgical Studio in Rapid City. I'm Larry Rohr, and here with guests Ada Uzenlar and the host of Where Do We Go From Here, Chuck Parkinson. Just a reminder, coming up at noon Mountain Time, just a little over a half hour from now, the August edition of Where Do We Go From Here. You're welcome to stop by the studio at 415 Main and be part of the audience. Chuck, we have a little larger group today and a younger group than past. So what's on deck for Where Do We Go From Here?
We sure do, Larry. I'm very pleased today. This is kind of a follow-through to our March program when we had a little bit older crew talking about Rapid City today and where they'd like to see Rapid City and in the Black Hills in 20 years. Well, we thought when we had that discussion, you know, why don't we talk to people who are going to be leading the way in the future. Yeah. So today we're going to have a little different point of view. We have a little larger panel, but the program is entitled Voices of the Future Now, Listening to the Next Generation. And we're going to be joined by Ada, and we're also going to be joined by Chloe Atkins, who's a graduate of Douglas High School. Currently goes to Casper College, and we're and Darius Janice, who's a just graduated from Central High School, plans to continue his studies in the nursing program at the University of South Dakota, and he's very involved in the Atayapi program. Autumn Knight, who is a senior at Stevens High School, and she is the current vice president of the student body, and has been very involved in a lot of other activities. And Tia Trujillo, who's at Rapid City High School, has been involved in the Cobbler to Cobbler program at Central, and also very active in the Atayapi program. And I will let Ada explain.
Well, I was going to say, basically, we're looking at the class of 17, 18, and 19 for guests. Yeah. And Ada, you're a graduate from class of 18 from Stevens.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you're headed out of town for school.
I am. I'm going quite a ways away.
Next week.
I'm realizing just now that's a little bit daunting because there's bags open on my floor in terms of putting clothes in those bags and then going across the country. So I'll be going to Yale University next year. It's in New Haven, Connecticut. And I'm very excited, obviously. It's going to be a great time, I'm sure, because that's what everybody's telling me. But I'm really excited to bring some of the things I learned here in South Dakota because, I mean, we have some amazing people at the program today, and I'm so proud of all of them. Some of them I know really intimately, some of them I know super well, and then others I've never met before. And I'm really excited to hear what they have to say just because I really do feel like here in South Dakota we have a pretty interesting perspective, at least in terms of the youths, for what we want to see in the future. And, you know, usually the Midwest is a little bit more quiet in terms of youth opinion, but I'm excited to bring my voice, you know, out to where it's a little bit easier to hear.
You know, I know you'll be talking about this with your peers and with Chuck in a few minutes here at our studio and during the webcast, but to me there were two takeaways from that March program, and one was there was a hope, I think, from the audience that the opportunities were prepared for Ada and the Adas to be able to go to Yale if you chose, or to move into a career, or maybe you probably don't want to go down the street here where your parents are teaching. Get a little further. But, you know, that was one of it. That was a hope. Are we doing the right thing so Ada has as many opportunities as possible? And the
Absolutely.
Second one was, are we doing the right thing where Ada might want to return and make a life and career, and could that be done? So apparently it's success on the first part.
Absolutely. I think a big thing that people like me, or just people in general that are younger, that they hear, is the brain drain. And that's what's brought up by anybody, almost anybody, when I tell them that I'm leaving is, you know, you're part of the brain drain in South Dakota, or that kind of thing. And that is completely understandable. I 100% get that, you know, we need people here that are innovative in South Dakota and they want things to move forward. However, that also kind of pushes people away, which is understandable as well. You know, you don't really want to blame someone that's going out and trying to maybe change up their lives a little bit. But in terms of the first part, in terms of giving students opportunity, I absolutely think that we have a lot of people in the community that are doing their best to give kids whatever that they can give. I mean, there's a lot of groups like, I'm part of the Rapid City Public School Foundation, where, you know, we take whatever grants that we can get and we give them out for extracurricular enrichment, that kind of thing. And so starting from that young age, I absolutely think that the opportunity is there. They're just, we need students to be able to take it, that kind of thing, just students to have that motivation. And so that's on their part. I think we're provided with a lot. And just using it is kind of where we're at, I feel like. In terms of coming back, I've 100% thought about it. I definitely do think that South Dakota is an amazing place to have a family if I choose to do so in the future. However, in the field that I'm in, I personally think, and with my background, my parents moved to South Dakota from Turkey in their late 20s. With that kind of background, I really do think that for me, South Dakota isn't necessarily where I'm going to get the best chance to learn what I think I need to do. But coming back, absolutely a possibility.
Is there a field of study that you are dedicated to now, or options are open?
Oh, absolutely. I actually, I had a radio show at KTEQ-FM from the School of Mines.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I had it for about 3 years, a little bit less, but I love School of Mines with all my heart since my parents taught there. And so I had a radio show there. Actually, one time I ended up talking about something that had to do with different cultures, basically about empathy within different cultures. I compared America to Turkey, to those kinds of things. And it was all about terrorist attacks, actually, at the time, because one had happened really recently. But that brought me into thinking about international relations. And ever since then, that was about 2 years ago, ever since then, it's really been a high point of interest in my life. And I mean, you know, with the background that I have, I live in Turkey in the summers as well. So I just have, I feel like I have a great amalgamation of culture, especially with South Dakota versus like Istanbul, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different,
yeah.
But since they're so interesting to me, and obviously it's not just the background, it's that inherent interest. That's definitely something that I think I'm leaning towards, but it is a little bit competitive at Yale, so I'll have to work for it.
You know, maybe we're just teeing you up for the program check, but you know, it, with that experience, when you talk about a change of cultures or working within a variety of cultures together, now that exists when you spend time in Turkey, but it exists with a different mix here in Rapid City.
Oh.
The same management of having people work together in that kind of cultural relationship, or is there a different, you have to think and act differently?
Oh, you just summed up every college essay that I wrote. I'm obviously not going to say I had a midlife crisis because I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
However, it was definitely a thing that it came to a point this year, I think, when I was gaining that little bit of independence, you know, from my family and choosing which values I wanted to bring forward from whatever culture. And going back to Turkey this year, I actually only spent 2 or 3 weeks there, when usually I spend about 2 months. And going back this year, it hit me. It was such a stark difference in what independence was. Because, you know, I don't have a car in Turkey. I would never drive in Turkey. Oh my gosh. I'd be dead in a minute. and, you know, just the also, there's differences in family values and things like that. Neither is wrong or right.
Yeah.
They're just very different. And, you know, I would never really choose one over the other because there's no way for me to be able to differentiate the two in my head. They're far too mixed in. And I like that. I like that it's you know, it's weaved in like this basket. And to take that basket apart would be to ruin it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's definitely an interesting idea.
Well, you sound like an extraordinary young woman. Ada Uzunlar will be one of Chuck Parkinson's guests, five of her peers who are involved in different activities and a little different grade level and experiences, all part of Where Do We Go From Here? And discussing their point of view on the life that we've teed up for them and the one they hope to have. That's coming up at noon here at the Black Hills Studio of South Dakota Public Broadcasting at 415 Main in Rapid City. We're going to take a break. Oh, by the way, for that show, sd.net. Okay, that's a web page. If you have the app, you'll see it coming up in just a few minutes. Coming up, that's on the webcast. Coming up in a few minutes here on In the Moment, it's Rascal Martinez. This is In the Moment from STPB.